What's up, Mountain Movers? Chuck Morrison here from the world-famous, internationally known, 100,000-plus subscribers strong, MakingMountainsMove.com. And oh my God, have mountains been moving over here. About 3 feet worth. I'm talking about Nemo, the winter storm, not the movie slash fish. I've been spending all weekend trying to explain to my three-year-old daughter that the storm is not related to the movie, although she might be right. There might be some kind of connection. Regardless, we got pounded with over 3 feet of snow here in the Great Granite State, and I, for one, I flippin' love it. About to take the family out on a little sledding adventure, but first, I wanted to come at you today with another action-packed, content- and strategy-driven Triple M podcast to get you living life on your terms, because that's the name of the game right there. So you ready to move some flippin' mountains? Awesome, man, woman. Let's do it. I want to kick today's show off with just an awesome quote that I heard the other day, and I actually just posted this on the Making Mountains Move fan page. By the way, we friends on Facebook yet? Facebook.com/Making Mountains Move. Here's the quote that will rock your world. Instead of wondering when your next vacation will be, why don't you create a life that you don't have to escape from? I'm going to challenge you here on today's Triple M podcast and urge you to get into action. You know, I think there's sometimes this trap with personal development and self-growth where people just get caught in that listening mode. You know, like it almost becomes like a form of entertainment where people just get stuck listening and they don't ever take action on the lessons being taught. Now, I'm not saying this is you, but to really receive the most benefit and value from these lessons, from these podcasts, you got to apply the information, right? I mean, that's where real breakthrough and transformation occurs. You've heard me say this before. Knowledge ain't power, all right? It's not. Applied knowledge is power. So let's get you applying some powerful knowledge here so that you can create a life that you don't have to escape from. Sound good? Man, I'm so fired up. One of the things we talked about in our last podcast was that your best thinking has gotten you to exactly where you are right now in your life. In other words, you are where you are right now. The results you're getting, or lack thereof, is because of your best thinking. And if you don't like what's been showing up, you know, if you're stuck in any kind of way, stuck in your job or your business, your marriage or your relationships, if you're just flat out not satisfied with the conditions and results going on around you right now, it's time to change things up, right? It's time to stop the insanity. And you know what the definition of insanity is, right? Doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. I mean, seriously, be honest with me here. Is your life any different today than it was 3 months ago? How about 12 months ago? 3 years ago? 5 years ago? If the years keep changing, but your results keep basically staying the same, aren't you sick of that already? I mean, aren't you ready for some real change? Well, then you're in luck, because today's show is going to help you massively move forward in your life. We're talking about a major breakthrough. You want to know why it is that the same challenges and adversities keep repeating themselves over and over again? Why the months might change, the years might change, but the results never do? There's only one common factor here, okay? There's only one consistent variable that's present amongst all your troubles and adversities. And it's not me, all right? It's not your boss. It's not your partner or your spouse. It's not the government. It's you. And this is not a bad thing, okay? This is actually the most powerful and liberating and freeing realization you could ever possibly have, because it means if you're the one who created all this crap, then you're the one who can change it. This is about accepting self-responsibility. What we're doing right here is we're giving you your power back. You know, if you've been deflecting this power or giving it away to others, you know, oh, my life is this way because of this person or because of that person. My life is this way because of this thing or because of that thing. What you're doing here, you're literally giving your power away. You know, I'm not saying that you might not have been through some tough times or serious adversities. All right, that's not what I'm saying at all. We've all been through crap, all right? Some much harder for others, you know? But look, every single person on this planet has faced some kind of adversity or challenge. Everyone has. But you know what the difference is between those who make it through these challenges and adversities and those who don't? And I'm not talking about children with diseases here, okay, or someone with serious health issues or illnesses. What I'm talking about is your success and your results, right? Your freedom and your happiness. I'm talking about you creating a life that you don't have to escape from. You know what the difference is between those who plow through their challenges and adversities and those who don't? Two words. We mentioned it a second ago. Self-responsibility. Self-responsibility. They accept responsibility for their lives, and if they don't like where they are, they make mountains move to change it. See, when you blame others for your challenges or for your setbacks, when you complain or justify all of your struggles and your failures, well, dude, of course I'm complaining. Just look at how crappy my life is right now. You know what you're doing here? You're literally keeping yourself stuck, right? You're keeping yourself stuck where you don't want to be. You know, you got to stop affirming your weaknesses and your challenges. You got to stop affirming your failures. What you got to do is you got to start affirming your success. But Chuck, I don't have any success, or I've never been successful before. You know what? It's that exact attitude. It's that exact mindset that's been keeping you stuck. You're living in your past. You know, you're speaking from your past. You're acting from your past. You're literally living that same story over and over again, and it's not going to change. You know, it's not going to change until you change the conversation that's going on. See, your language is so damn important, and it's not just the words that you speak out loud, all right, but the thoughts that you think internally to yourself. You know, the more you speak into existence, the more that comes into your existence. You might want to write that one down. The more you speak into existence, the more that comes into existence. So instead of thinking about and speaking about why something hasn't worked out or why it won't work out or why this person has screwed you over or why this sucks or why that sucks, you got to get off that frequency. You know what I mean? Maybe you haven't succeeded before, but you know what? That's your past. That's freaking yesterday, all right? That's behind you. Today, right now, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity, an opportunity to start over, you know, to start fresh. Maybe you have been screwed over, but are you going to let that person get the best of you? Or are you going to show them that you can do it, that you are good enough? Do you know that anger and frustration is one of our greatest assets? Seriously, you know, when you're able to turn that frustration into motivation, you know, I'll show him or I'll show her, I can do this. In fact, I am doing this. Look, you deserve the best, damn it. You do. You deserve it. And when you stop arguing for your limitations, when you stop affirming your failures and your struggles, and you stand up for your dreams, you stand up for yourself, and you stand up for your desires, and you start to affirm your success, the new success that you're starting to create, that's when things start to change. That's when results start to change. See, when you want it bad enough, and it's got to be, this flipping goal is mine, all right? I am achieving this goal. Do you see the energy that carries with it? When you fully commit yourself to actually achieving your goal, this new result, and then you back that up with massive action, how can you fail? You know, you can't, because you now possess what most people don't. You know, now you've got belief. Now you've got conviction. Now you've got expectancy. You won't stop until you succeed. Why? Because you're committed, you know? You might get knocked down. You might make mistakes. In fact, let me save you some of the suspense here, okay? You're going to face adversities, all right? You're going to face challenges. But you know what? It's those adversities. It's those challenges that make the whole journey worthwhile. You know, they strengthen you. They harden you. They allow you to persevere so that when it happens again, you're able to plow right through it. I know you've probably heard this analogy like a million times before, but I want you to hear this again today in a new light, all right? And pun intended, I guess. But this is really going to help you understand today's lesson. Thomas freaking Edison, right? How many times have you heard the story about Thomas freaking Edison? Well, look, this man literally failed and was knocked over and beaten up thousands of times in his quest to invent the light bulb, right? The quest to achieve his burning desire. It literally took him years. All the while, people, especially those that were closest to him, told him to give up. You know, Thomas, dude, man, just throw in the towel. It's not working out. Get your life back, brother. You know, get your sanity back. They probably told him to get a real job, right? How many times have you heard that before? The man was literally exhausting all of his resources, you know, all of his time, all of his money. I mean, most people, even the most determined and committed, would have probably given up after like the 900th failure. But Edison was different. You know, he didn't listen to those dream stealers. He didn't let his lack of success stop him from moving forward. He knew that he would succeed. And beyond that, he knew that with every failure he made, every setback he encountered, that he was now one step closer to success. Look, maybe you're going for a major goal or burning desire right now. And maybe you've been getting slammed with setbacks and adversities and challenges and so-called failures. But those setbacks, those adversities, those failures are actually the biggest opportunities of your life. And they're hidden in disguise, you know? Failure is our best teacher in life. It teaches you exactly what not to do, right? How to do something better. Do you know that with enough failure, you eventually figure out the exact process, the exact repeatable process for sustained success? You know, it becomes scientific. It becomes repeatable. I mean, how awesome is that? You now know exactly how to do it. So today, I'm here not only to challenge you a little bit, but also encourage you to stop affirming your failure, okay? To stop affirming your weaknesses and your struggles. Stop bringing them into existence and to start affirming your success. You know, bring your success into existence by speaking about it, by speaking from it, and by acting from it. In fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and apply some coaching right here. Is that all right, by the way? Is it all right if I just over-deliver and give you some powerful instruction and guidance to massively move your life forward? Is that all right? Here's my question for you. Here's my question. Where are you going to be in 3 months from right now? Seriously, in 3 months from right now, whenever you might be listening to my voice, whenever you might be listening to this message, where are you going to be in 3 months? What's your goal? Now, you might want to take this question offline, okay, or hit pause on this recording. Where are you going to be in 3 months from today? Not where do you want to be, all right? Want has no real fuel or energy behind it. That's moving molehills, all right? We're about moving mountains over here. Where are you going to be? Once you get that figured out, here's what I want you to do. I want you to start seeing yourself as if you're there right now. I want you to start speaking and thinking as if you're there right now. And lastly, I want you to start acting as if you're there right now. Just ask yourself, what kind of actions would the person who's achieving these results take? You know, what kind of mindset would this person have? How would this person behave? You know what we're doing right here? You know what this is? This is all about becoming the best version of yourself. Not in 3 months from now, okay? Not in 12 months from now, but right now. See yourself where you want to be, and then just start taking massive action to get there. See, your actions, they reflect your mindset. Another thing you might want to write down. Your actions reflect your mindset. When you've got your mind right, everything else falls into place. You got to know ahead of time, all right, before you even begin, that you're going to hit your goal, that you will succeed. Just like Edison, the man didn't give up because he knew he was going to succeed. You know, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Chuck, how do I believe in myself? You just believe in yourself. You know, there's no rocket science here. There's no secret. You just believe in yourself. Look, I believe in you. Do you get that? I believe in you. But Chuck, you don't even know me. Look, I may not know you personally, all right? I may not know you personally, but here's what I do know. You're plugging into a message like this, a podcast like this, a movement like this. You're devoted to your own personal development and self-growth. And look, anyone who's willing to invest in themselves, to invest in their dreams, to invest in their desires, I'm betting on you every single time. Every single time. Look, maybe you haven't succeeded before, right? Maybe you have failed. Maybe you're down in your life right now. Well, you know what? Your history does not equal your destiny. Where you are right now has absolutely no bearing on where you will be tomorrow. You can literally change your destiny in an instant. Literally in an instant. And I want you to understand, all right? I want you to get this. Get this. Every single dream, every single idea, every single desire that is now a reality started out as just a dream. You know, it started out as an idea. It started out as a desire. Every single person you see out there right now achieving massive levels of success, living an amazing life, like take my man Tony Robbins, for example, right? Do you think Tony Robbins just became Tony Robbins? Well, I mean, he's always been Tony Robbins, but his brand, right, his business, his success, at one point for him, it was nothing more than just a dream. But even then, you know, the word dream, it's just so loose because it was more than that. You know, it was this is going to happen. You know, I am going to achieve this goal. I am going to succeed. You know, success is mine. It was a must. It was beyond that. It was a this is happening. Do you get that? I mean, do you really get, take Making Mountains Move, for example, right? Making Mountains Move was created when I was stuck inside of a cubicle at the JOB, right? It was a dream. You know, it was a burning desire. It was a this is going to happen. And look, I had thoughts of self-doubt, right? I had the dream stealers going on, both inside and out. I remember thinking things like, you know, what even gives me the right? Who's even going to want to listen to me? Who am I? What have I ever done? I had those thoughts. You're damn right I did. But then I heard something. You know, your best thinking has gotten you to where you are right now. And where I was, I didn't like where I was. You know, in fact, I hated it. I knew that I could be doing so much more with my life. And that dream inside of me, it wouldn't let up. You know, the jobs may have changed, the careers may have changed, the people may have changed, but everything else basically remained the same. It wasn't until I changed my mindset. It wasn't until I changed my beliefs. It wasn't until I stopped arguing for my limitations and my shortcomings and why it wouldn't work and why I wouldn't succeed. And I started standing up for myself and standing up for my dream and started arguing for my strengths and my talents and my assets. You know, why I was good enough, why I could succeed, why it would work out. That's when things started to change. You guys know the story. I plugged into personal development, right? Messages just like the one that you're listening to today. And I just started taking action. You know, that's it. That's the formula. 3 years later, here I am today. You know, who would want to listen to me? Search for motivation or self-help in iTunes or on the new Apple Podcast app. And who do you see right there at number one? You know, it was a dream. I was in a cubicle. But this isn't about making mountains move, all right? And this is not even about me. It's bigger than that. This is about you. And my question to you right now is, because I like fast results, all right? Where are you going to be in 3 months? Forget about 3 years from now. Forget about 5 years from now. 3 months, all right? 12 weeks, 90 days. How is your life going to be any different than it is right now? Let me ask you this. What's a goal, all right? What's a goal that you've been putting off that you know that it's now time to achieve? Is it more time? Is it more freedom? Is it more money? In fact, you know what? I want to mention an opportunity to you right now that for some of you, all right, for some of you, not everyone, okay, this is definitely not for everyone, but for action takers, all right, for leaders, for people who are serious about their dream and serious about living it yesterday, this right here, this is exactly the opportunity that you've been waiting for. Check out MassivePassiveLiving.com, all right? MassivePassiveLiving.com. Now, first and foremost, this is something that I'm personally involved with myself, all right? It's essentially the best of personal development meets the best of internet marketing, and it gives you the ability to create passive residual income online. MSIs, baby, right? You know how I feel about having multiple sources of income, especially when those sources are passive and residual. But this right here, this is the best source of passive residual income I've seen online, period. And the education and the training that comes with it, look, I've been involved now for about 8 weeks. I've grown more and learned more over the last 8 weeks than over the last 8 months combined. And if I'm growing and I'm learning new things, then I know you will as well. You got to check this out, MassivePassiveLiving.com. You'll be working right alongside with me on this, by the way. That's pretty awesome, right? We have weekly live group coaching calls, a private Facebook group. I'm telling you right now, it's the best opportunity that I've personally seen online to create the real income and the real success that you deserve. MassivePassiveLiving.com. Check it out. Get started with it. You and I will connect. We'll have a strategy call. We create a custom plan so that you can just flat out crush it, so that you can make mountains move. This is the real deal. Otherwise, there's just no way I'd even be mentioning it here on the podcast, let alone putting my name and reputation behind it. I'm telling you right now, the next 90 days of your life, the next 3 months, are going to be the most rewarding, the most fulfilling 3 months. I mean, you're not even going to be able to recognize yourself from where you stand right now. You deserve to check this out. MassivePassiveLiving.com. So back to the question here. Let's wrap this up. Where are you going to be in 3 months from now, right? Are you going to be in that same situation or spot that you've been in now for the past 3 months, maybe the past 12 months, the past 3 years? Or are you finally ready to move ahead in life? You know, are you finally ready to create a life that you don't have to escape from? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop affirming all the crap and drama and failure that might be going on all around you right now, okay? And I want you to create a new 3 month goal, all right? A 90-day goal. And I want you to start affirming your new success in abundance. Call it into existence. How? By speaking from it, by thinking from it, and by acting from it. I want you to win here, okay? It's time for you to win, damn it. Back to that initial quote that kicked off today's show. Instead of wondering when your next vacation will be, why don't you create a life that you don't have to escape from? It's time for you to create that life, man, woman. And I'm here to help you do it. Accept responsibility for your life. Stop affirming your failures and your struggles. Start affirming your success and greatness. And make those mountains move.